the power in knowing the part of your body connected to your trauma. That is the reflection of the day. I share this with you because today I was having a conversation with one of my employees, and I have noticed that this person might be experiencing this pain that she talks about, that she's feeling, that might be connected to some trauma. And I was going back with her, talking about my experience of how my body is connected to my trauma and how I have learned to identify the parts of me that as soon as I get triggered, something is off, and how my body, I identify it even sometimes before I feel it, because I have identified the part of my body that actually gives me the signal. There's a signal that we all get, but being able to identify that part of your body, it's something that takes curiosity, it takes effort, it takes really wanting to understand the different emotions, how they affect your body. So I'm going to invite you to listen to this journey that I went through last year. And I shared in some of the other podcasts last year the story, but I want to repeat it because I think it is important. And sometimes we can listen to the same concept and be able to hear it a little bit different, because maybe I'm delivering it differently, or maybe you are open to hearing it differently. And so today, I'm going to bring you back to last year. I was going through a major, difficult time in my life. It was traumatic, actually. And this was someone very, very close to me that was going through major mental health issues. And I decided that I was going to be very focused in just being present, that I needed to be strong and be there for this person and make sure that I was focused, make sure that I took care of whatever needed to be taken care of. I was training for an Ironman as well, and my focus was not on feeling anything that was sadness or grief, or it was mainly just action. I was on action mode. But it got to the point one week where I ended up having this pain in my right ovary, and the pain was tremendous. It was so bad that it ended me in the emergency room. I go to the emergency room on a Sunday. They don't find anything. Tuesday, I now start feeling the pain again, and it's uncontrollable. I end up in the emergency room again. Then nothing. They can't find anything. They give me some pain medicine. Then on Thursday, I go and I feel it again, and I am now in a state of distress and really edgy, and I can't stand this pain. I go end up in the emergency room again, and I end up having a CAT scan, sonogram, everything you could do to find out, they could do to find out why I was having the pain. Nothing, zero. The following week, I see my therapist, and with my therapist, who I adore, who has helped me to really connect with my body, my trauma, my soul, it's at another level. I realized that as we are doing this exercise where I go back to my trauma and I start feeling the same pain, and I said, oh my God, this is the pain. And when I go back to my trauma, I was brutally raped, as I've shared with many of you. At the little age of 9, my little body was destroyed. I almost lost my life. And part of what happened to me, as if you haven't heard this, because I share in other podcasts, my right ovary got twisted in my fallopian tubes, and I was losing my right ovary. And I was in so much pain that they ended up having to do surgery and to fix and undo the ovary. And then I realized that for years prior to last year, I not understanding that when I was in distress that I would feel this pain. And I ended up having many sonograms, and I used to think, man, maybe I have like a hip something. I even thought of cancer. I'm like, this is just not right. So when for the first time I recognized that that pain that I felt, it was all a culmination of the pain that I was going through, the stress that I was going through and not really handling it, not really feeling it, not embracing it, that it got to show, I got to show it in this area of my body, my right ovary. Incredible. After that was done, after I identify that part of my body and I connected it to the trauma, gone. I have not felt that pain once since that day. And I used to feel it periodically. It would just come out of the blue. Not at all. Not anymore. But I do know that I also have one area that is connected to my trauma, which is my neck and my shoulder, which is an area that is common for many people to feel tension. So what I know is that because I've been so curious about my body, I know for sure that when something, this sends me a signal, like my neck and my shoulders send me a signal that I am uncomfortable with something, even before I realized it. It's amazing how beautiful it is to be able to be curious about your body, the connection with your soul, with your mind. And you find all these things that you are oblivious to. You just are going, and if you don't really, you gotta look deep. That's why I go back to curiosity. Be curious about your body. Be curious about what your body feels and connect it to what you're feeling. What emotions are you feeling or maybe not feeling that would allow you to understand where that pain is coming from or that tightness is coming from? So today, your homework is to identify that area of your body that is connected to your trauma. Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.